Hello everybody and welcome. I'm Ellie Pascal and this is Cradle Your Body, Unleash Your Fire, the somatic journey for listening, rest and revolution. The truth is, we already know how to create the world that we want to live in. Our bodies are guiding us with the language of sensation. And in this session, you're going to be supported to hear your body guidance and to channel it into the world. So you are invited to let go and follow your impulses in this space, and you will meet the true you, the one who lives with love, with mess, with vitality, and with fire. Now, here to support you in taking your next step with your body today, I am very happy to say we have Khadija Yansani. Hi, Khadija.
Hi, Ellie. So great to be here.
So, Khadija brings a vital piece to this retreat. Khadija is the founder of bloomintoyou.com and the signature program, the Client Creation Queen, 8 weeks to get clients, get paid, and live your sacred calling. She works with coaches and healers to confidently put themselves out there so they can be fully self-expressed and get paid for their gift. Khadija says, I work with amazing women leaders who want to own their value, charge what they're worth, and get paid to do what they love. And I love how unapologetically you talk about getting paid, because when we're talking about honoring the body, this is such a potent, important piece. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. And I can feel the potency of the space that you're holding and just even feel so grateful for the silence that we had before our conversation.
So this is a space, this is a realm in which the body comes first. So, the invitation continued is for you to, we begin with the invitation to let go of logic and drop into your feeling knowings. So I'm going to hand over the space now to Khadija to guide a somatic practice for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie. So I'm just going to invite us all to just shake your body a little bit, really just a gentle rocking, not efforting, doing what feels good. And I'm going to be guiding us in a meditation. There'll be lots of space for silence. But before we begin, I'm just going to invite you to spread your arms really wide, wide, reaching to both ends of the room, as far as you can. And then we're going to bring our left arm over to the right side, just moving really slowly, stretching out any kinks, and then coming back to center, taking it over to the left-hand side, remembering to breathe, and back to center. And then you're going to twist your body to the right. And back to center. Twist your body to the left. Back to center. We're going to interlace our fingers and reach towards the ceiling. Reach, reach, reach. Feel free to bring your head back. Bringing your head back to center. And you're going to shake your hands down. And do a little shimmy. Awesome. And we're just going to slowly move our head in a gentle, slow circle, not forcing anything. All the way around. One more time, one more full circle. All the way around. And taking it the other way. And just enjoying moving slowly. And one more time. And back to center. And just another little body rock or shimmy. And I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, feeling your body firmly planted in your seat, feeling your feet firmly planted on the ground. And we're going to take three nice deep breaths together. And on the exhale, you're going to exhale as though you're exhaling through a straw. Inhaling now. And exhale through a straw. Inhaling again. Exhale through a straw. One last time, inhale. And exhale through a straw. And you're welcome to place one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly or your thigh. You can also leave your hands in any position that feels relaxed and comfortable for you. And in your mind's eye, you're going to call your name, your full name, three times. And as you do, you're bringing all scattered parts of yourselves that are other places with other people, maybe feeling distracted. And calling yourself back home to yourself. Noticing any sensations in your body. Noticing if there are any places that feel tight. If so, sending your breath to those spots. Noticing your body rise and fall with each inhalation and exhalation. Feeling the joy of your own breath moving inside of your own body. Feeling yourself present to your own aliveness. Is it rapid? Is it smooth? Is it fiery? Is it shifting from moment to moment? feel yourself embracing and noticing all of the energy moving through you. And bringing into your mind's eye a word that expresses who you are when you feel like you are in embodied flow. And you're going to repeat this statement 3 times. I am. And then insert your word. So it might sound like, I am free. I am playful. I am ecstatic. I am still. And anchoring that word, the feelings associated with that word in your body. And allowing yourself to bring that to this conversation. And taking another few moments here soaking up, relishing, enjoying the sweet silence. Noticing your feet. Noticing your legs. Noticing your thighs. Noticing your belly. Noticing your pelvis. Noticing your seat. Noticing your heart. Noticing your back. Noticing your throat. Noticing your third eye. Noticing your crown. Noticing the wholeness of your body, its physical weight, but also the aliveness and energy that moves through. And in your mind's eye, giving thanks, giving reverence, giving a bow of gratitude for all that is experienced through your body. And as I count down from 3 to 1, you're going to gently prepare to open your eyes. Three, two, and one. I'm just going to invite you to do a few hip circles to the left, very gentle, very deliberately. And the other way. Good. And we're going to bring our arms up. And exhale with a sound. Inhaling again. And exhale. And one last time. Inhale. And you're going to do a little body sweep. And gently shaking off anything you don't need.
Thank you so much, Khadija.
You're so welcome. You look blissed out.
So everyone, I'm going to take hold of the space holding reins for just one more minute or so that Khadija can drop in to her own body. And we'll all do this together. So if your eyes are open now, it's up to you whether you want to leave them open with a soft gaze or just let them lightly close again. And notice once more this breath moving through your body. You've just been guided through such a beautiful practice by Khadija. So the invitation as you notice your breath is to notice what it's moving through. So what else is alive in your body now? And this might be a whole lot of unknown or numbness, or it might be a clear emotion or sensation. Just noticing. And now that you're here, present with your body, with this, however much clarity or lack of clarity there is perfect. I invite you, as we now move into a chat, into a more worded space, to keep contact with your felt sense. So you might want to literally keep a hand or two on your body, perhaps your heart, your belly. And or you might want to leave your eyes closed. What is it like for you to stay in contact, stay aware of your body and your felt sense as words and ideas and perhaps suggestions are coming into your awareness? Your truth, your body's truth trumps all. So the invitation is to notice it. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you, Khadija.
Thank you.
So, part of the reason that I'm so excited to have you here is Since the Industrial Revolution and throughout a lot of the patriarchal times, work and business are such a they're such buzzwords. To be productive, to be doing is so prolific, and while this is great in so many ways, and work and business ideally is this expression of our true selves, there is so much challenge in the bodies of humans on the planet at this time. There is so much chronic illness, frankly, particularly amongst women. And it's my knowing that a big part of this is the propensity to be giving, to be putting out energy, and almost a fear or a reluctance to receive because maybe it's not spiritual, or maybe it makes me not the right kind of person or woman. And money is such a part of this, and money is energy. And I know that you talk about sacred exchange, and I wonder if you could speak a bit to that, to the validity and necessity and beauty of receiving money in that energy for what you put out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to kind of address some of the important things that you just brought up, in terms of that we pay so much honor to working hard and pushing and giving without receiving. And just the fact that you mentioned so many women that I work with, or just women in general, reach a point of depletion and overwhelm, and it could be illness because of that. And I think that you're absolutely 100% right that someone who identifies as a heart-centered entrepreneur or as a creative entrepreneur, like their business is a vehicle for their soul's expression. Yet what can happen is that you get stuck in the to-dos and you're grinding and you become detached, disconnected from your body, you're not listening to its messages, and the passion that you started it with can dim or die. And I think that there absolutely has to be a balance of that giving and receiving, because if there isn't, so whether that's money, money isn't the only form of exchange. It could be energy, it could be time, it could be appreciation. However, if you're giving your gift, you're going to be depleted, and so it has to come back in some type of form that feels sustainable to you. Otherwise, you do risk being stressed, you risk being burned out, and you risk hating the thing that you thought that you loved. And I think given that this interview series is about connecting to the body, it's like so often people ignore the signs that their body is telling them. So it's like, we're talking about maybe the online space and you're launching. While there might be times where you extend yourself more than you might in a season, I feel like that's one thing, which is different than that's your lifestyle. And so having opportunities like this to really slow down, to center, to get clear about why you started this in the first place, what's your vision? Like, I think the reason part of when people are wanting to create a freedom-based lifestyle is so that they can enjoy the quality of their life, so that they can be with people, that they can enjoy their bodies, that they can dance, that they can be in nature. And so I think having an integrated model means that where the old model was, it's all about metrics, money, and sales. I think the new model, it doesn't mean that those things don't matter. It's just that they're not the only things that matter. That's why we always start with, like, what's your personal vision of success? What does that look like for you? Which is not just money, but how do you want to live? And how can money as a resource support you to do those things? Because when you're, oh my God, like it feels good to to receive money for what you do. It feels replenishing. It feels energizing. It feels going from fatigue to like, whoo, I have a burst of energy. And so I think that, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can. She's like, yeah. Okay. So it's like, wow, it does not feel bad. It actually feels good. And I do think you brought up a very important point about receiving, that a lot of women struggle to receive. And I think you creating a summit like this, where you can actually slow down and be present with your body, is you giving yourself an opportunity to expand your capacity to receive. So it's like, if you can like receive your own touch, your own breath, then it's like you can receive attention, you can receive love, you can also receive money. So that was a long-winded, I don't know if I answered your question, but.
You fully did. And I love those words there that you said, if you can receive your own touch and your own breath. And it made me think, wow, this is such a beautiful practice. You know, if one is struggling with the notion of receiving to begin with, what we can work with right here, what is it like for me to notice the inhale and see how, you know, the universe, the cosmos, the air feeds me constantly, or yeah, exactly.
And there's so much abundance there, right? There's so much abundance in the breath. There's so much abundance in the silence. There's so much abundance when you go out in nature. Why do we think that we can't have an abundance of money as well? You know, it's like it's easy to put a cap on how much abundance you are willing to receive. But like when you go out in nature, that all you see is abundance.
Right. I was thinking about this just this week, about how, you know, the tree exists, right? And I would never argue that the tree 200% deserves to receive nourishment from the soil. Mm. Just know, you know, it doesn't have to prove itself. It exists and it deserves that. Mm. And I'm like, it's the exact same thing, that human beings deserve to receive the nourishment that they need. And in this world, you know, 90% of the time, probably depending on where you live, but 100% of the time here where I live, it takes money. And money is just the vehicle.
Absolutely. And even if we haven't always had cash and coins and credit cards, there has always been an exchange. You know, like if you'd bring someone a goat, you'd bring someone shells. Like it's a way to honor and say, like, you're giving me this, I'm giving you that. Like you're acknowledging what you're receiving. And so that, I wouldn't say that that's new. We've always had exchange, and there's a lots of ways. You know, it's like I have a friend, you know, anytime she comes, she'll like bring me maybe some lavender, or she'll bring a gift. And people do it with teachers, you bring them an apple. So it's like a symbol of the exchange. And it's important to like just know, like there's no place that money doesn't touch. There's no place that money doesn't touch. Like we go get gas, we go get groceries. And I know it can seem a little bit different when you're talking about selling your creative services, or how do you price or put, how do you quantify that? I think that that comes up a lot for people. And especially if you identify as spiritual, it could feel like, well, shouldn't I just help someone for free? And you absolutely can just help someone for free. And I think that you just have, one of the things that I've said, Ellie, is that you have to decide for yourself if what you're doing, is it meant to be a business, or is it meant to be something that you enjoy as a hobby without the pressure of marketing or sales? Once you have that clarity, then you could just put it in a camp. And I was talking with someone recently in an interview. She was telling me that she went to massage school, but she realized she just wanted to do massage for her family and for her kids, but she doesn't want to be, and it taught her a lot about being in her body, because she said she was very much in her head. And so being a massage therapist helped her land in her body, but it's not necessarily her livelihood. And so I think it's really important to come to a place of honesty within yourself. Maybe you just want to create paintings for yourself. You don't want to sell them. And then if you do, there are some things that you could do to shift your relationship to charging, earning, and receiving money in that way.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really useful distinction. And hearing you talking, it brought to mind this piece of, I don't know why for me this feels so linked to the body and what and the energy that's given when one creates or gives a service, but the piece of valuing, really valuing what it is I or you or we or whoever it is giving, you know, my services is of value. And I'm curious to know if there's anybody taking part here now who sometimes doubts that, tends to undervalue, maybe not charge enough or be afraid to charge, or just think on the one hand what they create is magical and on the other hand maybe it's not really worth money, or you know, like what would you, how would you support them?
I love that you're saying this, because even just that you brought up the body, oftentimes I find that people have an intuitive number but they're afraid to say it out loud or to admit. So it's like, the more connected you are to your body, the more connected you are to your senses, the more connected you are to your intuition. Mm. And so you do know, you do know, you've had the thought, and sometimes you phrase it as, it would be nice if, but you're too afraid, you know, or it feels unbelievable. Mm. And I think that it would depend on who I was talking to and what it was that they were trying to sell. Most often I'm working with service-based entrepreneurs. And so I would just, I'm going to include people who are not service-based entrepreneurs. One thing that could be helpful to look at is what are all, so I'm just thinking of a painter, for example. It's like, okay, what were all the things that went into creating that? Like there's a monetary cost to that, right? There's time that they put onto it. And it's going to be sitting in someone's home, office, workspace, giving them incredible joy. People are going to be having amazing conversation pieces over it. And so maybe these are all several elements that go into creating that or helping you be like, I feel like this is what it's worth. There's also the piece of maybe seeing what other people are charging. You know, it's a starting point. You don't have to say, I'm going to charge this because someone else is charging that. But sometimes when you see what's out there, it can embolden you and make you feel courageous. You know, you might think, wow, she can do this. I can do this too. And then one of the things I say too with service-based entrepreneurs is oftentimes they're thinking of the specific hours, like, okay, I've worked with someone for 6 sessions and they're doing it that way. But the thing to remember is what's the cost of their problem? So let's say someone comes to you and they're 50 pounds overweight. Maybe they're not feeling good in their body. Maybe their clothes don't fit. Maybe it's preventing them from being naked with their partner because they're self-conscious. I'm just using this as an example. And so if they were able to feel, maybe they came to you and they're saying, I'm not feeling energized. I'm feeling bloated. And now they feel flexible. They feel energized. They are making amazing meals for their family. And so maybe you taught them these skills over 10 weeks, but it's actually staying with them as a new lifestyle habit. That is also part of the price point, if that makes sense. So it's not just, I'm going to work with you for 10 sessions. It's like, wow, once you get this, this is a lifestyle change. It's going to impact you, your family's health, your children's health, and how they learn at school. So it's also important to think about the impact of the work that we do. And when you look at it that way, you're probably going to be like, wow, that's a small price to pay to have my kids love Brussels sprouts and their energy is, they're able to focus at school and they're not feeling like so hyper from the sugar or whatever it is. Like there's a deeper impact, and you can touch that deeper impact when you get connected to your body, because I think we're all drawn to certain things because it's transformed our lives in some way. And then when we get into our head and start thinking about it, it doesn't make sense. And I saw your hand on your heart. It's like, you have to come from here, you know? And when you come from here, you're really able to communicate the value and the benefit of what it is that you do.
Yeah, I love that piece about really looking at what it's bringing to their world. That feels really strong to me. Mm. And I know that you have got a great free gift that people can access to go a little bit more into this work with you if they want. So this is five keys to getting paying clients from home doing work you love online.
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit more about what that is?
Sure. So it is a masterclass, a client creation masterclass. And I say that sometimes people forget that the reason you want to have clients, I just put some spearmint in my hands. The reason that you want to have clients is because you get to do your transformational work. And without a client, the circle is not complete. You don't get to give, and the person on the other end doesn't get to receive. That means if you're a teacher and you don't have students, then you don't get to teach. The student doesn't get to receive, and the teacher doesn't get to teach. If you are a doctor, healer, guide, you need patients because you want to heal. And there's a patient out there that wants to be healed. And it's the same thing with someone who is looking to attract clients. Because what happens when you enroll a client is that you enter into this relationship where you get to share the transformational tools and skills around their health, around their relationship, around their money, career, lives. So it's really significant to get clients. Yes, it's a part of your livelihood, but it's also the access point for you to deliver your work. So in this masterclass, I'm sharing five keys for you to start attracting clients. Even if you're like shy to put yourself out there, even if you don't have a website, even if you feel like I'm trying to figure it out and I can't figure it out, this is going to support you in taking the next steps to put yourself out there in a way that feels authentic.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So the link for that is beneath this video. I invite you to click. So everyone, my goodness, there's been such a journey together here in the last 40 minutes. So I invite all of us to, let's take five breaths together. So if your eyes are open, you may want to let them close or continue to rest with soft gaze. And tuning in again to the fact that you are here in a body. Noticing the breath. Remembering that word that came to you during Khadija's practice, perhaps. That element of you, that way of you being. Breathing with that now. And as you're present with yourself in this way, just tuning into the fact that there's been a couple of big topics raised in this session. So again, noticing what is alive in your precious body, perhaps in relation to that. And noticing whether there feels to be any felt sense guidance for you here regarding these topics of business and money and work and the body. Really gently. I invite you to stay in this space, stay in this contact with your body as long as time allows, knowing that you don't have to try to make the jewels from this session nourish you. They're here, it's happening. And so it is.
So it is.
Thank you, Khadija. I have loved having you here. It's been such a gift.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you for creating this space, this cauldron for folks to connect to their bodies. It's so needed.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. All right, everyone. May this session nourish your world, your body. May you channel the nourishment out when it feels right for you. Lots of love.
Yes.